Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Unser moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Unser moves to third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Unser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cullen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins misplays the ball. That's an error on Coggins. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. McCraw scores. Josephson moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens strikes out. There goes Unser. The throw from Josephson to second, and Unser is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Bowens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bowens. Josephson moves to third. Berry moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Coggins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins strikes out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Epstein moves to second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Epstein moves to third. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Howard strikes out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Josephson takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Epstein trying to get to second. Voss throws the ball into Aparicio, who tags Epstein for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball towards right. Voss catches it and throws to first to double up Coggins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Peters reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards first. Epstein fields the ball and throws to Coleman covering. Safe. Peters moves to third. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Bill Voss. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. One out. Barry Moore now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw bunts towards first. Epstein fields the ball and throws to Higgins covering. Safe. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Casanova for a passed ball. McCraw moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Howard reaches second base with a double. Bowens goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Hank Allen pinch runs for Frank Howard. Bob Locker now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Senators, 4, White Sox, 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-3 in the game. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for Bob Locker. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. One out. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowens moves to second. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. McMullen is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-4 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bowens moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Mike Epstein. Bob Pretty now pitching. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Cap Peterson. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Unser now playing first base. Fred Valentine now playing center field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar bunts towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-5 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Senators. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 5 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 4 for 5 in the game, with four singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.